This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Next time you have a domestic disagreement, don't just bicker and squabble about it. Have it properly decided for you by a well-known minor television personality and self-certified fake internet judge. That's the compelling appeal of Judge John Hodgman, a long-running show that involves the actor and writer John Hodgman adjudicating on real-life disputes that tend towards the minor and the mundane. So, how should you fold socks? How many birthday-related events are too many? And is it ever okay to leave the dinner table before meal completion if you happen to live with a particularly slow eater? The props and the pomp of courtroom procedure, the sound of the gavel, the production of affidavits and evidence, the citing of precedents, and the pronouncements of regular court bailiff Jesse Thorne are nicely undercut by the trivial nature of the disagreements themselves. And the judge's quick-witted remarks and his off-the-cuff logic sometimes, just sometimes, makes you feel that you might have heard something approaching justice. Certainly the idea and the formats proved to be a winner, with 422 episodes and counting, spread over nearly 9 years. And the judge also settles disputes in a weekly column in the New York Times magazine. Exhibit 1, Eric. He does something in blockchain, nobody quite seems to understand what, and he likes sharing online real estate listings with his girlfriend, Elena.
Welcome to the Judge John Hodgman podcast. I'm Bailiff Jesse Thorne. This week, open house arrest. Eric files suit against his fiancée, Elena. Elena has banned him from sharing online real estate listings with her. Eric would like the ban to be lifted so they can be prepared to buy a house when the right one comes along. Who's right? Who's wrong? Only one man can decide. Please rise as Judge John Hodgman enters the courtroom and presents an obscure cultural reference.
Look at this pristinely maintained and remodeled contemporary set back from the road on 5.5 wooded acres. The open concept kitchen dining area has been completely refinished. The dining area opens onto a large wraparound deck for grilling and entertaining with a view of the hills. The dramatic master bedroom was recently added to the upper level and features 6 skylights with views of the treetops and stars. Pella windows, new on-demand propane water heater, and a Nest thermostat have improved the efficiency of this home. Come, check out this gem. And meanwhile, Bailiff Jesse Thorne, please swear them in.
Eric and Elena, please rise and raise your right hands. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God or whatever?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Do you swear to abide by Judge John Hodgman's ruling, despite the fact that he lives deep under the sea?
Yes.
Yes.
Judge Hodgman, you may proceed.
Eric and Elena, you may be seated for an immediate summary judgment in one of yours favors. Can either of you name the piece of culture, piece of advertising that I referenced as I entered this very courtroom? Elena, why don't you go first?
I think it was from House Hunters International, season 121, episode 11, Embracing Edinburgh, Scotland, featuring Josie and Brett.
House Hunters International, 121, episode 11. You sure you want to say 11? Nope, too late. We put it in. 11. 11 it is. Eric, what's your guess?
I think it's a line from the movie Beetlejuice.
Line from the movie Beetlejuice. And you said episode 11, right? Not 12, Elena?
Yep, episode 11.
Oh, well, too bad, because all guesses are wrong. First of all, that Beetlejuice one, you were just fobbing that out. You were fobbing it off. No, that's not it either. You were phobing it in. Anyway, it was a lazy guess, Eric, and you have lost points as a result.
Yes.
Oh, did you know that I keep points? For 9 years, I've been keeping points on everyone. Eventually, I'll give you the spreadsheet of all the points that all the litigants have gotten and had retracted for the final Judge John Hodgman Cup.
Is this like NASCAR?
No, it's like the Hogwarts Cup.
Oh, okay.
Every litigant gets a certain amount of points that I'm keeping secretly on my list. And we're going to bring in the top points earners for a final tri-judgy cup later on.
By the way, John, congratulations on finding a sporting competition I'm less familiar with than NASCAR.
Really? You don't follow Quidditch?
No. I guess I'm not a 19-year-old at a Northeastern liberal arts college. Is that who does Quidditch?
No, everyone in the world does Quidditch.
Okay.
Quidditch is the wizarding sport from the Harry Potters.
Yeah, but don't 19-year-olds at, like, Bennington do that in real life with brooms or something?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
Now it's now all kinds of adult human beings who have children of their own pretend to fly brooms. Eric and Elena, you ever do real-life Quidditch?
I have seen it at my small liberal arts college in Northeast.
Oh, really? Where'd you go to college? Yes. And how old were you at the time?
Juniata College.
I don't know that one at all.
Yeah, it's not a real college. She made it up.
It's also not in the Northeast.
Where is it?
Central Pennsylvania.
Okay. You could ballpark it for me, your age. Are you in your 20s, your 30s?
In my 20s.
In your 20s. All right. Wait a minute. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Eric, your lazy guess was wrong. Elena, your guess was not lazy. In fact, it showed great thought and, I dare say, heart. Because you know I am a fan of House Hunters International. So much better than House Hunters. Because House Hunters, those are just people who want to buy a house. House Hunters International are people who are looking to move countries. And there's always a subtext that they're running from something. Like, why do you need to move to Panama all of a sudden? And I was trying to fake you out by making you think that maybe you were just one episode off a correct guess, but you were wrong, 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 wrong.
Then the learned judge carefully weighs up the evidence the couples produced.
Eric, you sent in a picture of your task lists from your smartphone. You sent in a picture of an affidavit from Danny, your older brother, saying, I've recommended to Eric that it is important to pay attention to the real estate market. And you've sent an affidavit from Josie, a close friend. She is saying something else in your support. And then you sent in a picture just now, last minute addition, a picture from your, I don't know whether this is Slack or some other messaging service. You have a hashtag, which is Eric Loves Zillow, which is a two-bedroom, two-bath on the beach for $675, presumably $1,000, with Elena writing back, wow, dream come true. This one time I approve of you sending me the listing. So, okay, I got the affidavits from your friends saying you're a good person. What are you trying to show me with this evidence? What are you showing me with this garden?
I think that sharing links is part of how modern couples have discussions, and that sharing ideas back and forth and places you want to travel, areas of the world you might want to live in, hiking shoes, gas grills, portable gas grills, these are just part of the normal conversation that couples living in Boulder have. Okay. And I think it's unreasonable to knock out one particular type of link.
I got you. In other words, it's your point is, by showing me this picture of this garden that Elena sent you, you're both sidesing it, saying she's sending me pictures of gardens, and therefore I should send her pictures of houses, because that's how modern couples talk to each other. They turn each other's phones into their respective Pinterest boards. I'll accept that. Is that what this list of lists is? Shared grocery list, shared ski packing, camping gear, movies. These are all links to things that you want to share together at some point or another?
Yeah, I think especially me, I'm a very organized person. I like to have all my plans in place and be really prepared.
Yeah.
And looking at house listings is how I do that, so that we can be sort of having an ongoing conversation about what type of house we want to live in, what type of house we can afford, what part of the country or the world we might want to live in.
Right, because you need to be able to make a move at any time.
You never know.
You never know. Right, I got you. That's why you have a first aid kit list here. Here's the list I'm curious about. Second to the bottom, 16 items, next protest. What's happening there?
So Elena and I, when we first started dating, went to Washington, D.C. to have a protest about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And while we are there, we are thinking, you know, we could really use those 16 items, but we don't have them. So we made a list. So the next time we go to a protest, we can make sure to bring all the things that we want to have.
Well, that's a little bit more reassuring than the 16 next protests you have planned. What was your protest of? Please do not tell me that you would like to retain Confederate monuments anywhere in the world.
We are walking with the million other people after President Trump's inauguration.
The Women's March.
Yes.
It's not the million other people march.
Yeah, it's just called the Women's March.
I kind of forgot the name.
Okay. All right. You should work on that for sure. That was a big part of it. Okay, cool.
So number one on the list of 16 things you should have brought was the name.
What are some of the things on the next protest list?
A clear backpack. Oh. Warm shoes.
Wait, stop.
Lunch.
Okay, hold on. Clear backpack. How come?
Because the people at the march, the security people at the march said if you had a clear backpack, you could bring more stuff with you. But awesome. Otherwise, you were limited in the size of your backpack.
Love it. Okay. Keep going.
So we said we should bring food because we ended up being there substantially longer than we had anticipated. Mm-hmm. Better signs. Yeah. When we saw Instagram the day after, we said, wow, we could have been much more clever with our signage.
Sure.
A way to hold a sign other than your hands.
Mm-hmm.
A selfie stick. Coordinated color clothing, because there's so many people, it's quite easy to lose track of your friends. One clever group had a rope that they used to keep their group together, which we thought was very
sure.
clever.
Like toddlers.
Yeah.
A rope line of toddlers in Park Slope walking from their preschool to the train station or whatever. Adorable.
That's the idea.
You know what, Eric? I'm giving you some points. Points. Very organized.
Some of episode 416 of the Judge John Hodgman podcast called Open House Arrest, produced by Jennifer Marmer for Maximum Fun.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.